cinéphile.
À mon avis, quand une chose n'est pas sérieuse, on dit c'est du cinéma.
Dr. Strangelove, do we have anything like that?
Pourquoi vous pensez qu'on ne prend pas le cinéma au sérieux?
This is a tasty burger.
You talking to me?
Rex, you're not in 3D.
Well, of course I'm in 3D. On est pas bien. Tu dis ça, les cousins.
You never know what you're going to get.
Cinéphile, Roslyn Hyams.
Welcome to Cinephile. I hope our listeners have seen some good films this month. For my part, I'd like to share 120 beats per minute, 120 battements par minute, or 120 BPM, a French film which won the Grand Prix, a sort of second prize at the Cannes Film Festival this year. I was lucky enough to meet leading actor Nahuel Perez-Biscayet while I was there. And RFI's very own Anne-Marie Bissada will tell us about her favourite film this month, winner of the Sundance Best Foreign Film Award. It's called Cairo Confidential, Caire Confidentiel in French, and the Niall Hilton incident in English.
Take one.
So the film that French audiences have been waiting for came out on August the 23rd and is set in the 1980s when AIDS and HIV immune deficiency was rampant, but governments and pharmaceutical firms failed to make drug treatments readily available, and the general public's awareness about the epidemic was in some cases inexistent. The action revolves around the internal and external struggle of campaigners at the time. Most of them are homosexual men, but director Robin Campillo's film also features women and haemophiliacs. Campillo throws a romance and tragedy into the mix. Argentinian actor Nahuel Perez-Biscayet plays Sean, the engaging lead character, who in the film describes his occupation as simply being HIV positive, and who fights and at the same time falls in love with a fellow campaigner. Nahuel Perez-Biscayet, thank you very much for being with us today. You are actually from Argentina, but you would never know this in the film, although you're supposed to be half French and half Chilean. How long have you been here, and how is it that you speak all these languages and so well to perform in this role?
I think it's because maybe you're not French, right? You were not born in France, so maybe for us, you know, non-French speaking, we listen to that French and we think he could be French. But I think that for the French speaking people, I'm not French, or I'm a weird French, maybe from Basque country or somewhere in the south.
You have a slight accent then,
yeah,
that
sure.
I didn't notice.
Yeah, sure, of course I do. And when you have to play things that are very physical and that are very, I don't know how to say that, but yeah, all the accent comes out, because I think that emotions are very linked to our mother tongue. So I think that that's why, yeah, my accent exists, but that's okay. We're not here to pretend that we're French. I mean, if they had called me and told me, okay, we only do this role if you are French, I would have said, well, I think it's better to go and just look for a French guy.
There's that little touch of somebody who's come from somewhere else who has a slightly different background.
Exactly.
How does that, though, make a difference?
I mean, I could say I have no idea, but at the same time, I understand that Robin, he wanted a character that would be disruptive in the debates and the discussions. So the fact maybe that I was not born in France and that I don't have a life in France, there's already a distance between me and my colleagues. So maybe there was something about being more, yeah, without background, without respect. You see what I mean? Just being there and be able to say the worst and the best and just be very frank somehow.
It contributes to the feistiness of the character.
I think so. I don't know. I think he didn't choose me exactly for that.
It's a multi-layered role in that short space of time. Your character, Sean, goes through a hell of a lot. He's in love. He's an activist. You're healthy. You're ill. So was it a particularly strenuous role compared to other films you've worked on?
It was quite quick, huh? I could say. We had only 3 rehearsal sessions, like 1 month before the shooting. And then the shooting took like 2 months. And the work that we did before was mainly talking and reading and getting into this period of time. And then it was about emptying ourselves to be able to be filled by all that energy from that time, something that we don't really live now, that I haven't lived because I was born in the 86, so I was a baby. So it was more about like this kind of incarnation of embodiment of those guys. So the work was very, in my case, it's always very chaotic. I don't have any method. I'm very like, I can think a lot, and then I always work from, I can say from my body. I need to feel comfortable in my body to be able to incarnate somebody and just let that character live in myself. I'm not very good at like composing something that doesn't really suit my way of breathing. I really need to get to that physicality in a very natural way. And I think that Romain, he chose us because there was something that we already had that was important for the role. So when we see the film, we are not only seeing characters, but persons. And that's why I think people ask us if we improvised or if it was a documentary, where it was not at all. It was just pure script, what we were doing. And it's very sincere. And what we have read on the script is exactly what we see in the film. It's very, very honest in that sense.
Thank you for the film. We wish you all the very best with it. Nahuel Pérez Biscaya. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Ensemble, nous pouvons construire une communauté capable d'adopter à l'égard de la maladie une attitude positive et combative.
Je risque pas de choper votre connerie sida, hein. Je suis pas fêlée. Ah.
Although couched in late 20th century realism, 120 BPM is full of life. The title comes from the rhythm of techno music, which was popular at the time. The soundtrack may be cool, but the film broaches an important subject, as AIDS has still not been eradicated.
Ça tourne. Cinéphile, RFI's Movie Pick.
Hello, Anne-Marie.
Hello, Rosalind. How are you?
I'm fine. I hope you're well too.
I'm doing well.
Your film pick of the month is a film noir in the traditional sense, directed by Tarek Saleh from Sweden, so a Swedish but also German, Danish and French co-production, set in Egypt, shot in Morocco and Germany. It's called, in English, The Nile Hilton Incident. And you can even hear a bit of Dinka in this politics and corruption melded murder mystery, as three of the characters are refugees from South Sudan, one played by Gerd Weini. Here's a smoky extract. Sounds dramatic, and it is.
حاتم بيشا في عضو مجلس شورى
يا باشا انا شفت اللي حصل في هيلتون
يعني اي تحقيق يخصه يعتبر امن دوله
Thank you very much for being with us today and taking the time to tell us why you liked this film
It gave a very detailed overview of the degree of corruption in the country. And I mean, it takes place a few weeks before the big revolution in 2011, so when Mubarak was still head of the country. And it does so in a very smart way. It's just a simple incident, you know, a known singer is killed in the Nile Hotel. And this sort of starts the whole impetus for who did it and why. But as the film starts to peel back the layers of what happened surrounding this incident, you see all the different venues and places where corruption is, and it's rampant. It's not just in the police. It's not just in the government. It's not just, it's really everywhere. So I really did appreciate the way they kind of covered all of that.
Why would you think that our listeners would enjoy this film?
I think the reason I really did appreciate it, and I think other people would appreciate it, is because it's not a picture that's very beautiful. You don't see the pyramids, you don't see the Nile. I mean, the cinematography itself is actually quite nice, but it's really a dirty, gritty view that people see every single day there. You want to go get help from the police? It's not going to be that easy. And this is then. I mean, things may have changed a little bit since then, but this is pretty much the status quo. So I think it gives a very honest depiction of what life is like, just day to day. And I think people really learn something from that.
Anne-Marie Besada, thank you very much for being our special cinephile guest.
It's a pleasure.
So look out for 120 BPM, released in August in France, Belgium and Switzerland. It releases in Germany in November and in the UK in April 2018, as well as elsewhere. The Nile Hilton Incident, released in July in France and is moving around the US quite a bit after its win at Sundance in January. One of my guests next time in Cinephile on Wednesday the 27th and Saturday the 30th of September will be Philippe Lio, a Belgian director whose latest film about the effects of war in Syria is called Insyriated and stars well-known actress Hiam Abbas. From me, Roslyn Hyams, and until next time, goodbye.